The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and we are live. And what a beautiful day. It's gorgeous outside in the Washington metropolitan area. I don't know about you, but I'm going to enjoy the afternoon and get outside and breathe and have some fun. And, you know, and make sure you do it. Take your family out. Take your friends out. Go for a walk. Go do something that is, you know, really going to increase that oxygenation and increase your immune response. You know, we have a very special program for you today. One that people talk about, but the intimacy, the impact of what we're going to talk about is so far reaching and so important, particularly in the world that we're living in today. And what we're talking about is sleep disorders, sleep dysfunction, the inability to sleep or sleep properly, more importantly, and the ramifications. And you know, I have a very, very special doctor that I love talking to when it comes to kind of weird stuff, and particularly from an Eastern perspective, and it's Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Dr. Zhang, welcome again, as always.
Good morning, Dr. Zhang. Good morning, everybody in front of the radio program. We talk about weird things, but we're not weird people.
Be very careful what you say about us. So we're going to have some fun with this topic. Listen, there's so many of us that don't sleep. And what you don't understand is the progressive deterioration, the degeneration that takes place when you don't sleep well. It causes huge ramifications in the body, all kinds of problems. And we're going to talk and how they fit and hit. But more importantly, we're going to give some clues on how to sleep better and restore your immune function. And you're going to find that some of these things are really simple, but they're tough habits to break when you're not doing them well. Dr. Zhang, let's get into the topic just a little bit, and then there's so much to say. We could spend probably three shows
whole day
on this problem.
Yes.
Talk
so
about.
So you know what? Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go, go.
Yeah. You know what? Before I want to say, before we talk about insomnia or sleep disorder, I want to mention, so let you know why sleep is so important, why you cannot stay up too late, why night shift is not very good for the health, right? So there's several amazing things happened when you sleep, actually. Just like Dr. Rozelle said just now, it can affect your immune system. So because when you sleep, your immune system releases a type of lot of small proteins. They call it the cytokines. So cytokines, so if you're injured or you're sick, so this is small protein can help your body fight the inflammation, infection, or even trauma. Okay. So if you don't have enough sleep, your immune system might not be able to function at its best. If your immune system is very low, so you don't talk about then nothing related to your health. So you'll get easy sick easily. You'll get a virus, get a bacteria, get all the cancer cells easy. Speak of cancer cells, so everybody has a cancer cell in their body. It's just like if your body is strong enough, the cancer cell cannot grow. It's still, just like Dr. Rozelle said, is the immune system is so important when you sleep.
If you're not sleeping well, your immune system is not functioning. That's the number one thing that you have to remember. You must sleep to repair the body. If you don't, your system's going to go down. And even with this COVID craziness that we have out there right now, what is really true about it, we'll maybe touch upon it a little bit later in the program, is that if you don't sleep well, your melatonin stores are going to be very depleted. And people who have adequate melatonin capacity dramatically increase their immune response towards this virus and every other virus that's out there. It's quite significant. It's very impactful. We've talked about vitamin D and C and zinc and things of that nature, but melatonin as well is critical in the production of that. But we'll talk about that later on. So, but Dr. Zhang, you're very, very right with that. Let's talk about you know, initially why people, if you will, why people don't sleep. And then what I want to do is I want to bring that into our crazy society with our fight flight reactions, with the cortisone levels and how it affects your adrenal function and so forth. But why is it that people aren't sleeping well?
So why? Because you should talk about the cortisone level, So level cortisone, I've often called a stress hormone, right? Stress hormone decrease during the first few hours of sleep. So before they rush into peak. That's why in our office, so I have so many patients have sleep disorder or have the other hormone issue. So that's why we order the other the test called an ASI test to test your hormone, test your cortisol level at the night. So in the beginning of sleep, you sort of decrease, and then later on, you sort of increase the cortisol level. So cortisol is released by adrenal. So adrenal affect your the whole body, that network of HPA axis.
So let me stop you just for a second, because you're off, but you're throwing a lot of very technical information out there. And so when we're dealing with this whole process, ASI test is an adrenal stress index test that we use. And so it measures, as Dr. Zhang said, your cortisone. It measures DHEA, which is a balancing act which produces hormones, and several other things that are important to adrenal function. The pathways that are affected have to be understood before you can intervene. If you don't intervene properly, then you're going to miss the wrong area. Anyway, and then when you're talking about HPA axis, it's hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal. And so the hypothalamus and the pituitary are obviously in the brain, and the adrenal system triggers those responses. So if you're in a place of where your body's breaking down and your system is depleted, you can't connect those other two. And it's like they went to sleep on their own, and now they don't produce the normal pathways that should be produced. So when we're talking about HPA, just remember that's hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, and it has an effect, profound effect on so many other different systems. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. So cortisol is the same thing. It's also best known for its role in stress response. So under stressful circumstances, the HPA excess spurns the release of cortisol. Okay. So all the cells in the body actually are studied, with their cortisol receptors. But also this hormone can trigger lots of their internal response, a threat response. This include, if you have too much cortisol, it can cause the rapid heart rate. The heart rate, it can cause the sugar, the insulin resistance. That means your blood sugar spike in the body, and it can cause the rapid breathing or this kind of breathing problems. So cortisol level prepares you to fight. So if you have low level cortisol level, it's good because prepare you to fight a flight, to let you survive. However, but that's not all the powerful hormone can do. It can also affect your mood, influence the digestion and metabolize. So that's when we talk about this, and also that we can tell a lot of thyroid problems, they have very hard time to sleep at night, especially hyperthyroiditis.
So people really understand, where we're going with this, is that this cortisone regulation is so important relative to all the cycles in the body. If your cortisone level is too high at nighttime because you're doing all kinds of things like, watching a crazy movie on television and you just turn off the tube, you go to bed, you're upset, you're agitated. If you get into a fight with somebody, you're upset, you're agitated. If you're eating the wrong things at nighttime, you're upset, you're agitated. So this cortisone is going to get high and your body can't calm down to go into a reparative sleep cycle. Your cortisone is a cyclic problem or a balancing act that should be the highest in the morning when you wake up, and then at nighttime, so you can relax, goes down. But because of foods we eat, because of the environment that we live in, because of the stress factors that we're under, watching the news and listening to these crazy talking heads all day long, that cortisone at nighttime, or cortisol, actually, now you got me saying cortisone, it's cortisol, the cortisol levels are going to be way too high, and your body cannot relax. So go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. So same thing. When you, just to talk, that said, when your cortisol level is very high at night, your body constant in their fight or flight reactions. However, you have to know if you have a constant fight or flight reactions, your digestive system is not functional. Your enzyme releases, your digestive system, your hormone get affected. You cannot regulate your blood sugar. You cannot regulate the mood. And then same thing, the long term, short term is okay. It's definitely you need a short term response, but long term can affect you a lot of things. But however, what can affect your cortisol level? That's another question, right? So we talk about the cortisol level. So what can cause that? You know, we talk about HPA axis and a diet. So diet, a researcher did a lot of research and found that the high in the either on the animal proteins or on the salt, the fat, even the refined sugars can increase your cortisol level. That's why a lot of people just, you know, they don't care about diet. They complain, I cannot sleep at night, and you know, at night, and you know, I keep me wake up. Now, if you check the diet is include these kind of things that you never sleep well because it can affect your cortisol level.
Well, you're talking about the SAD diet, S-A-D, the standard American diet, which is so high in sugar and so high in junk, and your body is being beat up, if you will, is being insulted by these foods that are really modified, modulated, not real food substances, and the body goes into overreaction because it's really what it's trying to do is fight it, but at nighttime and throughout the day when we're eating these things, the body's in a constant state of fight-flight reaction, and it's not okay. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we're talking about sleep problems. Give us a call at 888-630-9625, and we'll answer your questions. And, you know, but the bottom line is if you're not sleeping, your body can't heal. If you're not sleeping, there's other things that are going to come about. You know, you touched upon the idea, Dr. Zhang, of when you don't sleep, you increase your risk of all kinds of things, but including right heart disease and cardiovascular disease as well. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
how often do you see that? You know, just and then we're going to talk about it more in the next part of the program.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, if you have same thing, if we have we talk about cortisol, I still want to talk about the cortisol level because we have so many patients have probably 70% of insomnia and sleep disorder patients have this kind of cortisol level problems. So if your cortisol level keep high, that's disease called Cushing syndrome. So Cushing syndrome is a chronic overproduction of cortisol. Okay. So it's a long-term high dose of their cortisol level medications, you know, can be get changed. So the other things which I'll talk about because we are chiropractor too. So injectable steroids.
Yeah, I want you to hold that thought because we're coming up to a break and we're going to take that into a much longer explanation. This is a fun program. This is one that you need to know a lot about. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, my guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Indeed, we are. And it's a beautiful Washington day. It's gorgeous outside. Make sure you have the opportunity to get out and enjoy it and go for a walk and just breathe that fresh air and enjoy the ambiance of, you know, what could be a lot of snow that we may be headed to kind of towards the middle of the week. Got a fascinating program, one that should really get all of our attention. We're talking about sleep and sleep deprivation. It's something that is, you talk about a pandemic, it's definitely something that is throughout our society. We don't sleep. You know, we probably start when we're really young. We want to stay up late and watch whatever movie. Then we go to school and we pull all-nighters and all the craziness that all of us have done one time or the other. And we go to sleep jacked up, really aggravated about things. And we're talking about cortisone. I want you to know that you can give us a call at 888-630-9625 and ask whatever questions that you may have. So many of you are on medications to try to make you sleep. Not okay. My guest in studio today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and one of my favorite people to talk to on a lot of different levels, simply because I get to look at the Western functional medicine perspective, and I also get to see a little bit of the TCM, or the traditional Chinese medicine perspective as well. And it's a beautiful intertwining. Dr. Zhang, before we broke for the program, we were talking about the cortisol spikes and what happens and so forth. And so let's pick up on that, because that's a very important piece of understanding. If your cortisol levels are too high at nighttime, you can't sleep. If they're too low in the morning and they don't pop back up, your body can't respond. The energy's gone. There's nothing. People drag out of bed and they can't function. So let's move forward. So many of our listeners, and we talked about immune function, and we haven't even touched upon the fact that it breaks the brain down and neurodegradation. But having said that, let's move forward, because there's so much to talk about and so little time to get it done in.
Right. So then we'll talk about Cushing's syndrome. Cushing's syndrome is a very chronic overproduction of the cortisol, right? So the very most common reason about the Cushing's syndrome is a long-term high dose use of the cortisol risk medications. For example, there's prendinacin, this kind of medication. And also this interesting thing is, so this is why we do not like the patient, when we treat the patient who has a low back pain or in the neck pain or shoulder pain, we do not like their injectable steroids. So did their research actually, this injectable steroids for the treatment of low back pain or joint pain can also cause Cushing's syndrome. So that means if you use high dose of the steroid in the body will react to that, then cause a lot of long-term and release the cortisol level. So that's why some people do, that's why the pain doctors only do 3 times for you. To reduce the low back pain
What you're talking about, just so our audience is clear, you're talking about somebody who goes to the doctor, has chronic low back pain, and the doctor wants to inject a steroid, and the technical term is called a depomedrol injection in between the vertebrae into the disc spaces. And so what happens with that, it causes a shift in the body's own production of its own steroid, its own cortisone. Is that correct?
Correct. Thank you. Yes. So you have to be very careful. That's why people after the injectable, steroids, okay, I cannot sleep very well. So that's so interesting cycle. If you cannot sleep very well, your body cannot repair. Your body cannot relax. Your body cannot improve your immune function. So then you get better cycle, you get pain worse. So that means, that's why we don't like this kind of steroid or to inject to your body. Okay. So we talk about the sleep disorders, how the heart can be affected. So actually, I do have the patient come here, as actually referred by his wife. And there's one day I treated his wife before to see this patient. His wife tell me, okay, so my husband has the sleep apnea, and cannot sleep or not the night for a long time. I said, okay, so any other symptoms? I said, no. I said, okay, so after I said, how about your his digestion? So the constipation or diarrhea, these things. She looked at me with big eyes and said, oh, how do you know? I said, okay, I just asked you, just answer my questions. Does he have any, digestion problem? I said, oh, my, she said, oh, yes. He had a horrible, terrible constipation. That's a once a week bowel movement, once a week. I said, okay, so how do you know? Because I told the patient, I'm also acupuncturist too. So from Chinese medicine, when I was practicing in China, I went to learn in China from Chinese medicine, heart and a small intestine get in the coupled. So if you have digestion problems or small intestine problems, and then that energy channel is not connect to your heart got affected. So your heart function actually is heart function in Chinese medicine is in the mind and the sleep. If you have a heart problem,
hang on to that thought, because we're coming up very quickly. You're in a roll, and I don't want people to miss any part of this. We're talking about some very interesting pieces that will cause that sleep cycle to be disturbed, but more importantly, it has to be modulated. We're going to talk about when we get back. We're coming up to a break. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, we're on a roll here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Oh. We'll be right back after some very, very important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. It's a beautiful day. I want to go up outside. I want to go sit on my deck and I want to do this radio program from outside because it's so absolutely gorgeous. I mean, this is December and it's like beautiful outside, right? And we need that vitamin D. So make sure that you're taking your vitamin D. And as I said, D, C, zinc, that's a different topic. I talked about that last week. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, we're talking about sleep problems and why things happen and, you know, the inability of your body to reset itself and to heal properly. And, you know, there's just so much about this and things that we don't know, or better yet, that we take for granted. And, you know, we sleep small amounts of time and we think that's okay. And we're on this fight flight reaction and we're all jacked up and we're listening to these talking heads and we're eating things that shouldn't go into anybody's body, but we put them into ours. But, you know, sleeplessness has a devastating effect on your health, your well-being. It contributes to chronic disease and illnesses, loss of mental function, dementia, makes you fat. It makes increases your risk of diabetes. Dr. Zhang was talking about heart disease before we, you know, we broke, and he was talking about the linkage between the intestinal tract and the heart. And, you know, he was saying they're connected in Asian medicine. We talked about this positive, negative yin yang pattern that many of us talked about. And, but these are organs that are connected. So the intestinal tract has a direct effect on the heart, and cortisone and steroids and sleep patterns have an effect on both of these. Go ahead, Dr. Zhang. Let's get back into that a little bit.
Yes. So that's why something we try, my philosophy is when I treat any disease, I try to find the cause, try what's the reason. So melatonin is not only way to treat the sleep disorders. So a lot of people say, okay, I can't sleep well, I just melatonin. But I don't remember how many people tell me how, even though I take 2 or 3 melatonin before I go to bed, I still cannot sleep. That because you didn't find the reason. Melatonin is not only the reason. Okay. So same thing, we talk about the heart. That's some people come here, you know, just like I said just now. So the people complain different things, that people complain the heart issue, the patient complain the, you know, the palpitation, chest pressure. If you go deeper from the reason, then it causes the brain dysfunctional can cause heart issue, and the heart can cause brain function too. So they all affect each other. So that's a research they did actually around the energy around the heart is 1,000 times higher than the head. Interesting. Yesterday, I had a patient, he's very religion, you know, he's very good. He's from Winchester area. He's come here every week for doing adjustment. We talk about the heart, and then the heart and the, you know, the brain function. And so he did complain that he didn't sleep very well. I told him, okay, I check the pulse, check the tongue, check the tongue, ask some history. I said, you know what? Your heart function is not very great. We need to support heart function. Use needles, use some supplements, nutrition part, and also same thing. The nerve coming from T1, T2 is not that regulated because it did a lot of physical work before. Now I do all these things. He just like amazed and says, look at me and say, oh, you know what? In the Bible, it said too, the heart energy is much, much higher than the brain. So I don't remember what exactly they say, but it's just kind of like this, you know, this similar saying. So same thing, just to talk about the heart, the gut issue, the gut is second brain, and the gut has a lot of neurotransmitter made in the gut and go to your brain. So if your brain is not functioning very well, your brain cannot release a lot of the melatonin. That melatonin cannot calm you down at night, let you sleep. And also speak about the melatonin, you have to make sure the people before you go to bed, you cannot see any screens, the low laptop or the TV, because it releases the blue light. So that's why I tell, you know, I also have many kids, you know, problems because, you know, the ADD, ADHD, because the blue light, I tell the parents, blue light is a child abuse, it's abuse. So you cannot let your kids, you keep it quiet, give the laptop or give the iPad the blue light. It can affect your brain and make your brain so excited, and then you cannot go to sleep. And also you can make sure your room as dark as they can. It's very, very dark, and also temperature should be below around 70 degrees.
Actually lower than that.
Lower than
70. It should be in the neighborhood of about 66 to 68 degrees minimally. And if you can, open the windows and let the air come in. So yeah. You have that ongoing, it gets rid of all the carbon dioxide in the room, and your temperature should be slightly lower. You'll go into a deeper sleep. We're here at 888-630-9625. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. You know, there's nobody better to talk to about the integration of different body systems and how things, you know, work. And, you know, we try to keep it as straightforward as we possibly can, so it right. has an impact. But sleep deprivation has a very significant impact on any type of chronic illness. Also, your ability to think, mentation, diabetes. We just talked about heart disease a little bit. It's important that you understand that if you don't regulate a cycle of your life, and this is one of the most important ones ever, that you're going to have all kinds of things happen, particularly immune responses. You know, there's even your emotional stability. Sleep is important for, we'll talk about dreaming and creativity and going into problem solving and so forth. If you don't sleep, and if your sleep cycle is interrupted, at some point you will become very reactive, and that's putting it very gently. Yes. You'll become extremely yes. reactive. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit more. I want to touch more upon the cortisol cycle. We talked a little bit about that. The cortisol levels should be the highest in the morning when you first wake up. That's what wakes you up. And it should be low at nighttime. And because we're hyperstimulated all the time, we're getting that cycle disrupted. Because we don't eat the way we're supposed to, that cycle gets disrupted. And you talked a little bit about Cushing syndrome, and that where we have a constant elevation of cortisol, but we can go the opposite way as well, and we can get a depletion of cortisol. How does that affect sleep cycle?
Addison.
That's right.
Addison says this. Yes. So there's another is one, the adrenal insufficiency, is the Addison disease. So Addison disease is called a primary or adrenal insufficiency. So it's a very rare disorder. It's very rare, but still it show up more and more right now. So it occurs when your adrenal glands produce too little cortisol level, and it can cause by autoimmune conditions. So autoimmune conditions, so I remember probably two or three months ago, I had a lecture is autoimmune problems. I got so many patients from that because autoimmune is more often. Why? Because the people's diet change, the sleep pattern change, and then the lifestyle change. Okay. The cancer can cause the addition, this to an infection, and the infection from a virus or from bacteria, and also can cause the lower adrenal dysfunction. So we talk about this primary adrenal insufficiency. Okay, the secondary adrenal insufficiency is more common than the first one, actually. So if your pituitary gland is functioning as it should be, it should release some hormone, which is in turn signal tell your adrenal glands to produce or to make cortisol when your body needs it. But however, same thing, but as a with the secondary, the adrenal insufficiency, there's a problem with the pituitary gland. So your adrenal gland cannot receive a signal. Okay, so I cannot release any cortisol because pituitary gland didn't tell me. So that's another problem too.
The one thing that I want to add to what you were talking about, because you keep touching on Addison's and Cushing's syndrome. And if people go online, they look it up, they're going to see these are medical conditions that seem to come out of nowhere and people just have them and so forth. But what we're talking about are functional considerations that produce Addison, it's better said Addison-like and Cushing-like syndromes. The problem is that over a period of time, they can become a real disease process. So we're talking about how these pieces ultimately become what they are and how you can prevent them. They act the same way. And, you know, there's all kinds of how much should I sleep? You know, there's some people that say that we should sleep, you know, 8 hours a night, 9 hours a night, 7 hours a night. What's really critical is that we're over 6 hours if we're in good health, and that we go into a deep sleep and we stay asleep. And we don't wake up in the middle of the night. So here's a question I want to ask you as well, since we're talking about sleep. So somebody who wakes up, they go to sleep, they fall asleep very quickly. And then within about an hour and a half to 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. Suddenly they wake up, they're wide awake, and they can't get back to sleep. What's causing that? So when you have somebody that, you know, there's a reason people, they can't turn off their brain, but in many other conditions, they suddenly wake up. And this is something that we see in so many different conditions.
Stress level can cause that.
Sure.
Stress or trauma, mental trauma.
Yep. So that and dietary patterns and so forth. But here's what's happening and what I was going to, and I probably didn't make myself clear when I asked you the question. What takes place is that your cortisol level suddenly spikes. That's what wakes you up in the morning. And it's usually due to somebody not getting enough protein in their diet, and they're going into a hypoglycemic crash. They're actually going too long without food. Somebody eats at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and then they don't eat again, till the next morning. If they're not eating the right things, then that cortisol that wakes them up is going to spike. They said, feed me. I'm hungry. I got to have something to eat. And the interesting thing, if that happens to you on a regular basis, what I often tell my patients to do is get a little protein just before they go to bed. Have about 2 ounces of something, it can be chicken, it can be fish, it can be, something that's a dense protein. It can even be something like a dense almond butter on on some sort of vegetable.
Nuts.
Just eat that. Or have an egg, eat an egg before you go to bed, get a hard-boiled egg and eat that. That often will balance the cortisol so it doesn't spike too soon and somebody will wake up 2-3 hours later. These are going to get 5 or 6 hours of solid sleep.
That's also our recommendation. I recommend the same exact things to the the people who have diabetes. Actually, saying very good balance the patient's blood sugar issue. So speaking of sugar, and you talk about actually sugar can cause the insomnia too. To be honest, why? Because if you take too much sugar at night before you go to sleep, and then it will raise up a lot of the body temperature. If your body temperatures go high, and then your adrenal system is releases too much cortisol, and then it goes spike too, and you cannot sleep very well. So be careful the sugar intake at night. So I do not recommend a patient take any dessert and not in the dinner.
No, not at all. And people say, "What? I have to have my dessert."
Yeah. But now more and more research will show that we have changed the diet. It's like, we talk about the food sensitivity is a big problem too. I have a patient, with a muscle test to say, okay, the chocolate that is causing the body inflammation can affect your older, this kind of thing is stuck in the body. The patient said, what do you say? I say, you have to limit or don't take any kind of chocolate. The patient said, I want to jump out of the window.
I want to remind everybody that what we're talking about today is our program that Dr. Zhang is going to present this coming week. So if you'd like to have a copy of this and just have it delivered to your house, all you have to do is go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. rosellecare.com and register. Just scroll down. You'll see what we're talking about. They'll talk about Dr. Zhang presenting. It's about halfway down our homepage, and type in and our staff will send it to you. We'll make sure that you have it in the privacy of your own home. It's important. We are here to educate you, and this is an important piece. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about a very fascinating subject, something that we should really make a difference in our life. Don't go away. We have a whole lot more to tell you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. And those of you who are listening from other places around the country, and particularly for our armed forces, thank you very much. Make sure you tell everybody about our program. And we're always here to help you. If you need to get a hold of me, it's real simple. Go to our website at rosellecare.com. Send me a note. I will respond. I promise you that. If you need to talk to somebody faster, simply call the office 703-698-7117 and tell them that you know, that you'd like to speak to one of the doctors and you have a specific question, and they will get back to you, no problem whatsoever. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we're talking about sleep problems and things that disrupt that and what happens in the chronic disease patterns and heart disease and dementia and psychosis and inability to bring up your immune system. And I mean, it goes on and on. Sleep is the most important healing process that you can apply to your body, bar none.
Correct.
Absolutely. Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
You need to cover a couple more things.
Okay.
That we could spend another 3 hours.
Okay. That's not enough. 3 hours. Okay. So we talk about, you know, the nervous system. We have two major nervous system in the body. So one is the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a healing system. It heals you, it makes you, they repair your body, and you know, this repair a cell. And the other system is sympathetic nervous system. It's a fight or flight response. This lets you survive. So when you sleep at night, your sympathetic nervous system should be calm, should not be angry, elevated. So which control, you know, the same fight or flight response. So they get a chance to relax. So there's a lot of research said when we not have enough sleep, sympathetic nervous system activity increase. There's vice versa. If your sympathetic nervous system is very excited at night, you cannot go to sleep neither. It is the most common reason cause that is because your upper cervical, which is the parasympathetic nervous system, come out, is misalignment.
So the upper part of your neck.
There's a top part of the neck. It's not aligned. It's supposed to be, they cause a parasympathetic nervous system not heal the body and not calm down your sympathetic nervous system. So we have to adjust through adjustment to make the neck alignment and then to get rid of the cause, get rid of the reason. So same thing again. So we always find the cause. The problems is not only treat the problems. That's the how beautiful the office are, the how the our philosophy. So we have to find the cause. We talk about dementia. I do have a patient have a dementia issue, have a memory loss, you know, very, you know, rapidly memory loss. And then when I ask the history, the husband history, the wife has dementia, the husband says she never sleep at night, sleep very late, and 2 o'clock, 3 a.m. go to bed, and then 6 a.m. is a wake up. So that's an issue that after I do some treatment or, you know, to balance balance his or her, the hormone, balance her body, and then she can sleep much more better. And then her memory get back.
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
Not 100%, probably just 10 or 20%, but still, but only treating her probably only 1 month, but 10% is good. It's wonderful.
You know, if that area is balanced properly, and we're talking about the upper portion of the neck, the first and second bones in your neck, the atlas and axis, if they're balanced properly, your body's immunological response is so much stronger. There's a study that was done years ago during the Spanish flu, and people who were treated by chiropractic care had a much lower rate of, if you will, death than anybody else did. And, you know, I've published that on our Facebook. But give us a call, 888-630-9625 next week, because you missed today's ability to call us in. My guest, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. And we wanted to continue to remind you, we do this program for one reason. We love you all, and you deserve the information. See you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.